Welcome to Cypherpunk Notes, where we explore digital privacy and sovereignty, not just the how, but the why. Whether you're just starting to question big tech or you're ready to encrypt everything, this is your guide to taking back control of your digital life. Your text messages aren't private. SMS is sent in plain text. Your carrier can read every message, and so can anyone who intercepts the signal. iMessage is better, but only when both people have iPhones and Apple still holds the keys to your iCloud backups. WhatsApp claims end-to-end encryption, but it's owned by Meta and harvests your metadata like it's going out of style, so what actually works? Today, encrypted messaging and why Signal is the answer you've been looking for. Last episode, we talked about escaping Gmail. Today, we tackle messaging. How you communicate with the people who matter most. Messaging is intimate. It's where you share thoughts you'd never post publicly. It deserves real protection. Let's map out what's actually happening with your messages. SMS and MMS, regular text messages, are completely unencrypted. Your carrier sees everything. Law enforcement can request your message history without much friction. And SMS is vulnerable to SIM-swapping attacks that can intercept your messages entirely. iMessage uses end-to-end encryption between Apple devices. That's genuinely good, but there are two problems. First, if you message someone without an iPhone, it falls back to SMS, completely unprotected. Second, if you back up to iCloud, Apple can access your message history. The encryption doesn't help if the backup is readable. WhatsApp uses the Signal protocol for encryption, the same protocol Signal uses. The messages themselves are encrypted end-to-end. But WhatsApp is owned by Meta, and they collect extensive metadata. Who you talk to, when, how often, your phone number, your contacts. The content is encrypted, your social graph is not. Facebook Messenger and Instagram DMs are not end-to-end encrypted by default. They added an option for secret conversations, but it's not the default, and most people don't use it. Telegram is widely misunderstood. Regular Telegram chats are not end-to-end encrypted. They're encrypted between you and Telegram servers, but Telegram can read them. Only secret chats are end-to-end encrypted, and those don't sync across devices. Telegram's default mode offers less privacy than WhatsApp. Signal is the gold standard for private messaging. Here's why. End-to-end encryption by default. Every message, every call, every video chat, encrypted so that only you and the recipient can read it. Signal can't read your messages even if they wanted to. Open source. The Signal app and the Signal protocol are fully open source. Security researchers have audited the code. You don't have to trust Signal's promises, you can verify. Minimal metadata collection. Signal is designed to know as little about you as possible. They don't store your contacts, your messages, or your social graph. When subpoenaed by the government, Signal has provided the only data they have. The date an account was created and the last connection time. That's it. The Signal protocol is so good that WhatsApp licensed it, but WhatsApp added it to a surveillance-based business model. Signal is a non-profit foundation. They don't have advertisers. They don't have shareholders demanding growth. Their entire purpose is private communication. Signal has disappearing messages. You can set messages to auto-delete after a set time, from 30 seconds to 4 weeks. This limits the damage if either device is compromised later. Signal works for calls, too. Voice and video calls on Signal are encrypted end-to-end. The quality is good. If you need to have a sensitive conversation, Signal is safer than a regular phone call. Let me be direct about the comparisons. Signal versus WhatsApp. Both use the same encryption protocol for message content. But WhatsApp harvests metadata extensively and is owned by a company whose business model is surveillance. If you're already using WhatsApp, switching to Signal is an upgrade with zero functionality loss. Signal versus Telegram. This isn't close. Telegram's default chats aren't end-to-end encrypted. Telegram is a cloud service that stores your messages on their servers, readable by Telegram. Secret chats are encrypted but limited. Signal is encrypted by default, always. For privacy, Signal wins decisively. Signal versus iMessage. iMessage is good if everyone you talk to has an iPhone and nobody uses iCloud backup. That's a lot of conditions. Signal works across platforms and doesn't have the backup vulnerability. If you're in an Apple-only world and trust Apple's infrastructure, iMessage is acceptable. Otherwise, Signal. The honest downside of Signal: network effects. You can only signal with people who have Signal. Unlike email, where you can send from Proton Mail to Gmail, Signal is a closed network. Getting your contacts to switch requires effort, but that effort is worth it. Every person you convince to use Signal is another person you can communicate with privately. Here's how to start using Signal today. Step 1. Download Signal from the official App Store. It's free. Available for iOS, Android, and desktop. Step 2. Register with your phone number. Signal requires a phone number for registration. This is the main privacy trade-off. Your phone number is tied to your identity. There are workarounds using secondary numbers, but for most people, just use your regular number. Step 3. Import your contacts. Signal will show you which of your existing contacts are already on Signal. You might be surprised how many people already have it. Step 4. Set a PIN. Signal uses a PIN to secure your account and enable features like contact backups. Choose something you'll remember. Step 5. Enable disappearing messages. For sensitive conversations, set a default timer. I use 4 weeks, long enough to reference recent messages, short enough to limit exposure. Step 6. Start conversations. Every time you'd normally send a text, ask yourself, could this be a Signal message instead? Build the habit. Step 7. Evangelize. Tell your close contacts about Signal. Offer to help them set it up. The more people in your network using Signal, the more useful it becomes for you. Signal isn't perfect. You need a phone number. You need your contacts to also use it. It's not anonymous in the way Tor is anonymous, but for private communication with people you know and trust. Nothing else comes close. It's the tool that journalists use to protect sources. It's what activists use under hostile governments. And it's free, easy, and works beautifully. Install Signal today. Message someone you care about. That's one more conversation the surveillance economy can't touch. Next episode, VPNs. We'll cut through the marketing hype and explain what VPNs actually do and don't do for your privacy. Until then, stay private, stay sovereign. Learn more at cypherpunkschool.com. This has been Cypherpunk Notes.